So, hi, I'm Tom Evans, and I'm thrilled today to be talking with Vicky Ushe. Hi, Vicky.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Now, you've been creating several adventures recently, not least jumping out of a perfectly good plane this weekend, so I hear.
Yes. And much of this down to thinking about how I spend my time differently following being on the course with you.
Wow. So before we talk about the bending time program that you've been doing, the bending time workshop, I'm fascinated to know, when you jump out of a perfectly good plane at 15,000 feet, one, how long does it take to get down to the ground? And also, what's your perception of time as you're doing it?
Okay. Well, the facts of it are that you spend 1 minute in free fall. And if I can just explain, I was strapped to somebody who knew how to do stuff. So you're strapped to somebody in a tandem skydive. You spend 1 minute in free fall at a phenomenal speed. You can just feel the air forcing its way past you or you through it. And then they pull the canopy, and that's 4 minutes then under the canopy until you get down the rest of the way to the ground. Can I say I walked on a cloud? I actually tiptoed on a cloud on Sunday, which was just the weirdest and coolest thing ever. And you asked how time was. And from the fact point of view, I know the time was 5 minutes long. That's the fact. That's how long it was. But I was just in and out of it. I was up there forever. I definitely had a free fall for at least half an hour, you know, waving with the video person, but I know it wasn't that long because I've seen the video. So, but it felt that long. And then under the canopy, we were just under there forever. It was amazing. So a brilliant, brilliant experience. But also on reflection, strange how time, did time distort? I don't know. Did my perception of time distort? I don't know what it was, but it was really cool.
Well, what a fantastic adventure. So now you've done the Bending Time e-course and you've been on the Bending Time workshop, Vicky. So since then, apart from this wonderful adventure in time that you had plummeting towards the Earth safely, I'm very pleased to hear. What other adventures have you been experiencing since then?
Oh my goodness. Well, I think if we sort of start right from the beginning, when I was aware that you were doing the e-course, and this came out of conversations that we had maybe 6 or 8 months ago, and you sent me the link for the e-course and I booked the e-course. And I remember when I booked it thinking, right, I'll start it next Monday. And then Monday came and things were busy and I didn't get a chance to do it. And then I just decided that I would trust that the sheer fact that I had bought it would make my time sorted out so everything would be fine. And it was as if, I get really confused as to whether my time has been speeding up or slowing down. I think my time has been slowing down and I have been speeding up, because in the gap between the e-course and the event, which was in August, I got so much done. Or I thought I got so much done until we came out of the course and both Lauren, my business partner, and I both took the course. And on the Monday following the course, that next 3 weeks, we have written 4 e-books. We have recorded, I think, somewhere between 30 and 40 videos. They are transcribed. We have done 3 new websites. And all of that on top of what we would normally do in our normal working weeks. I have still seen clients. I have still done my coaching programs. I've still had some personal time. I've still prepared my books. I've still written blogs. I've still dealt with the mail and the banking. I've just done so much. I thought I'd done a lot between the e-course and the workshop, and since the workshop, just done so much more. Yeah.
Oh, that's phenomenal. So do you think then, when It's great. We can all use time as an excuse, can't we? So we say, oh, I haven't got enough time. I can't get things done. What do you think happens to people then when the excuse of not having enough time disappears? And when you realise that actually you can just create more time by changing your relationship with it?
Well, I would say, I mean, it sounds a bit silly things to say this, but amazing things can happen. I think the words that you said there, it's about changing your relationship to time. And what I got out of the course when I was listening to you was, and I've always believed this, that time is just the one resource that we can't replace. You know, I could ask you to lend me a pound. You can always borrow things from people, but I can't borrow time from you. Because even if I got you to do something for me, okay, so painting this wall is going to take an hour. Tom, please go paint the wall for me. I don't get an extra hour. I just get an opportunity to do something with the hour I already had. We can't extend the amount of time we have. Or that's, I thought, it's this finite resource and we've got to make the best of it. And I still think we do have to make the best of it. But coming out of the program, there's still loads that I haven't fully integrated about, you know, working with the moon. And I'm sure that there are things I'm becoming more aware of there. And when's the best time of the day? And for me, the best weeks in the month and all that sort of stuff. But actually, the biggest thing is recognizing, without this sounding too rude, that it's my time. I know what I want to do. I've always been really very focused. I do get distracted, but I am very focused. I know what I want to do, and I know how I want my life to be. And if that's the case, then time is one of my resources that I can use to do that. So I started to look at how could I take control of my time rather than letting other people have control of my time. So I've looked at my calendar, and I've always struggled with this in the past, and now I've color-coded my days. So I think to myself, well, in order to be the success I want to be, I need to spend 2 days a week earning income. So 2 days a week, I'm going to earn income. In order to do that, I need to meet people that'll be clients. So I need to meet people for 1 day a week. And in order to meet people for 1 day a week, I need to work on my business and be creative about my business for 1 day a week. And then there's 1 day a week to just follow up with the admin. And since I changed my time like that, it's like people already know and are starting to cooperate. Because some appointments I had in my diary that were in slots, which wouldn't be appropriate given the way I want to have my diary, have just rung up and cancelled. And when they reschedule and they send me the times, I'm going to put them back in a slot where I want them to be. So I'm now starting to, I suppose you might even say things like vibrate, other people might talk it about as attracting, but I'm already getting the universe or whoever it is cooperating by making other people start to relate with me on my time terms too.
Isn't that great? I do find that, you know, the people, when we're into this zone, then the world seems to bend around us. And it's kind of where I'm going with this work now, is that bending time's almost like the entree into this world. But the real secret and the real power that it gives us is the ability to bend space as well. And that's going to be the follow-up program, which I'm launching in autumn.
Oh, I better get my hat on ready, my thinking hat on ready for that one.
Well, Vicky, that's lovely. I'm so pleased that you've shared, one, that you benefited so much from the program. Thanks very much for sharing that, and thank you for donating your time this morning to share your experiences. Really appreciate it, and let's check back in another month or so, or a moon if you like, another orbit of the moon, and see how your adventures in time are going.
Oh, yes, there'll be more adventure by then, I can guarantee it. Thank you.
Fabulous. We'll speak soon. Take care, Vicky, and enjoy your time.
Thank you very much, Tom. You too.